Farage, Anti-White Racism Embedded into Heart of British State Under So-Called Equality Act. By Kurt Zindulka on June 15, 2026. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has said that anti-white racism instituted by the government in Westminster has spread throughout all of British society, and so the madness of the Equality Act must be rooted out. In his debut article for Substack, Brexit champ Nigel Farage accused the Westminster establishment of actively working against the native people of Britain, arguing that the government actively promotes policies which advantage minorities and hurt white British people, creating a two-tier system in the country. While proponents claim that the diversity, equity and inclusion (DEI) agenda is merely attempting to level the playing field, Mr. Farage warned that in reality, it is, in fact, a deeply sinister act of social cleansing in which unelected anti-racist institutions and networks use their power to dominate and suppress the native population. The reform boss pointed to the Equality Act of 2010, which was spearheaded by the previous Labour government of Gordon Brown and former deputy leader Harriet Harman, and who Sir Keir Starmer recently brought back into the fold as a Downing Street adviser. Yet despite its name, Farage said that the legislation was the main means by which anti-whiteness is institutionalized into every aspect of public life. This wasn't about stopping discrimination. Those laws had already been in place for decades. It was a chance for Labour to infect us with a political agenda that would persist long after they had been chucked out of government. Unbeknownst to the country, they had signed us up to a permanent revolution. And equality, as we would come to realize, had nothing to do with it, Mr. Farage wrote. He pointed specifically to the buried Section 149 of the Equality Act, which introduced a public sector equality duty, which requires public bodies to encourage persons who share a relevant protected characteristic to participate in public life, in which participation by such persons is disproportionately low. This, Mr. Farage said, effectively created a demand for state institutions throughout the country to abide by the principles of DEI, in which representation for various identity categories outweighed actual standards of equality based on merit. Although the Labour government embedded the leftist agenda within the state, the reform chief said that it was the Conservative Party government that followed that put the project into hyperdrive by demanding that public institutions publish annual reports on equality objectives. Overnight, the Tories created a gigantic legal burden for the public sector that necessitated the creation of a permanent class of DEI bureaucrats. Is it any wonder that the human resources sector seems to be the only part of the economy that's actually functioning? Farage noted. Proponents of the legislation claim that it is not discriminatory as it does not establish any quota system for the elevation of ethnic, sexual, or religious minorities. However, the Brexit boss said that these bigots are rarely so stupid to share their hateful views explicitly. There are plenty of workarounds for those determined to keep white people out. He pointed out that while the Equality Act supposedly prohibits positive discrimination, it does allow for public and private institutions to engage in positive action, in which programs like paid internships can be specifically tailored to exclude young white men. It also introduced a tiebreaker system, in which identity points could be considered when deciding between two otherwise equally qualified candidates. Mr. Farage vowed that his Reform UK party would bring this madness to an end, abolish the Equality Act, and revert to the previous anti-discrimination codes that existed before 2010. He said that this would immediately outlaw positive action discrimination in hiring and promotions. No recruitment, training or promotion policies that favor one group over another will be lawful. We will restore meritocracy so your skin color, sex, age or sexuality has no bearing on your job prospects or treatment as an employee. It's the best person for the job that matters, he vowed. Farage also said that a reform government would bar national and local governments from implementing DEI-style policies and would make political appointments with a mandate to enforce bans on DEI at a ground level. The issue of anti-white racism was elevated to the top of the political discussion over the past month in the wake of the trial for the murder of 18-year-old student Henry Novak, who was stabbed to death by a Sikh man, Vikram Digwa, with a ceremonial knife. While officers reached the scene before his death, they refused to believe that he had been stabbed, choosing instead to believe Digwa and his family that he had been racially abusive, and therefore handcuffed the dying teen. Mr. Farage and others claimed that the actions taken by the police were a downstream result of the anti-white racist and DEI policies that have infected all levels of the state. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to xsindulka@breitbart.com.